Welcome to our August 2024 weekly devotional. Our scripture starts out saying from Matthew 10:28, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." What do you think Yeshua, Jesus, is telling us about fear misdirected in this scripture? Fear is one of human nature's most core motivations. To whom we most honor with our fear, we in essence have our most confidence in. Fear of this type is a form of worship. If we yield our attention and dependence upon and in a specific object or person, say Yahweh or Satan, our choice has set our eternal destiny in place. That is why Yahweh provided faith as our passageway out of the darkness of evil's grip upon our minds and hearts. Faith in Yahweh delivers us from fear's power. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Satan and his followers, unbelievers who hate Yahweh and his people, thrive on fear-mongering, lies, intimidation, pride, selfishness, jealousy, hatred, and all other emotional torment that purposes to diminish and eventually destroy the true meaning and experience of true love, God's love for us, as we should experience it, and our love for God as we, the redeemed, are created to express it, because we are thankful for Yeshua's loving and willing sacrifice in our place to forgive us because of our offense against the Torah's absolute authority. Very simply, this fact is the message and the meaning of the gospel. The people of the day in which we live are becoming more like the people of Paul's description in Romans chapter 1, especially verses 18 through 32. I suggest you read it. There's an increasing level of violence towards Israel and Jewish people worldwide. The same evil is increasing towards Christians more and more each passing day. The objective of the demonic powers is to incite fear of simply existing as a person who professes their faith in the Creator God of Israel. The devil's way is to force worship of him by fear, drawing the net around those intimidated and forcibly afflicting those resisting the fear-mongering. The end times mark of the beast will be a final test. The faithful will be thinking, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." I could say much more, but time constraints in this short devotional requires me to move on. The hour is late. Yeshua is returning soon. Are we the last generation that will see the apocalypse unfolding in our times? Whatever your position on that is, I do not wish to debate. But I have seen enough to make me think whether Yeshua comes in the near future or a bit later, something evil is soon to boil over upon the complacent society that just keeps rolling along for the fun and games, thinking Yahweh will look the other way, as they were doing in the days of Noah. The Bible says everything was normal, seemed just like any other day, when suddenly the flood swept them away. Normal and suddenly are two issues we need to take heed to in the way we live, because Yeshua said of the last days in Matthew 24:38 and 39, "For as the days before the flood They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until they that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. I think it is likely that the troubles of the last days will progressively get worse, according to Yeshua's discussion in Matthew 24. For many upheavals and disasters, man-caused or natural, to cause unparalleled chaos in many places in our world. This is where I want to caution us to once again consider what it means to fear the Lord. I also want to note Yahweh's listening, watching, and will get involved in the lives of those who fear Him, according to Malachi 3:16, which says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name." I think you will understand even more if you read Malachi chapters 3 and 4. Because of all of this, I was thinking about some things concerning fear, repentance, warnings of our times that should be given. Because of that, I'm posting a link to a message concerning the coming fear of the Lord. It is a message that you will really want to take to heart. I did. The speaker is Jamie Waldron in an interview, and he says everything so well. There are two links here. One is the video link, and the other one is an audio-only alternate if the video link doesn't open. I'm also praying people will consider their need to repent and return to the fear of the Lord and revise their walk to honor the way Yahweh approves. I have put a link here to a song entitled Throne of Grace that calls us back to the grace and mercy of Yahweh. I think it has a specific and distinct message that's pretty easy to understand. And I've also provided a link concerning the marvelous work of Yeshua's blood being our forever deliverance from the death and corruption of sin. I hope this music, as it relates these specific issues, are a blessing to you and will cause you to think. Please don't turn down the offer. I'm also providing a link to a simple song message, sounding the alarm, called Blow Ye Your Horn in Zion. It is time to remind those who will hear that Yeshua is coming soon. And our closing scripture says, in accordance with the keeping of the message, and as Malachi's words above, this is Malachi 4:1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. As I record these words this evening, it is August the 19th, 2024. It's the opening day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. They're expecting over 50,000 to be in attendance. And of course, there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of violent protesters from every wacko group out there. But the point I want to make is this. The Democratic platform is extremely evil concerning abortion and sexual perversion and every other kind of animalistic nature that God prohibits and forbids in His Torah. These things caused me to consider what I wrote in this devotional above, because I think they're pointing to the days in which we live and the time is getting short, because Yahweh is not going to continue looking the other way. He never has, and I don't think He will now. But there are other signs of the coming of King Yeshua, the return of the Righteous One. And I know that what's happening in Israel and other places in the world are just powder kegs waiting to explode, and none of us knows what kind of calamity may come upon different regions upon the earth. But we know that Yeshua warned us of very troublesome times in the last days. And I think because of that, we need to reassess ourselves and our thinking and make sure our fear is directed to Yahweh and not to some other thing like losing our place in our life's position or finances or pride or some other kind of thing that would snare us and draw us away from fearing righteousness and truth and what Yahweh says will be things by which we shall be judged. And it's very important that we fear the Lord and that we trust Him and seek first His kingdom. So this devotional today speaks to that with the message that Jamie has given and also the reminders that are in the musical links. I hope these things will be a blessing to you and cause you to take pause and think, as it has for me. Shalom, and bless you.